Sports and breaking barriers have gone hand in hand throughout the past century. From Jackie Robinson and his impact, to Billie Jean King and what she did for gender equity on the playing field. Trailblazing a new path is nothing unusual in the sports world. And last year, a new barrier was broken in football.
Being the first, that's great, but I always say the most important part of that is not being the last. And the narrative I never wanted to write is, there was a girl once, but, and having closed the door for other women going forward.
Trailblazing comes easy for Dr. Jen Welter. She's never wanted to sit back and be part of the norm in life. Instead, she takes her passions and what she loves and breaks barriers. That was done last year when she became the first female coach in the NFL.
People would say I was living the dream, and I would have to quickly correct them because that was a dream I never could have dreamt. And yet now it's a dream that a lot of people have, a lot of girls have, and that to me is crazy and it's awesome. And I'm so thankful to Bruce Arians for being that man who would see that.
Welter spent training camp and the preseason with the Arizona Cardinals, helping to teach and coach the game to the linebackers. She changed the perception of what it means to be a coach and set an example for many. But to her, it was just another day on the job with one of her lifelong passions.
You know, I grew up in a small town of Vero Beach, Florida, so I developed a love for football very early. I was an athlete but didn't have the chance to play football early on, and once I found it, it was like I found home. And I love the aspect of football in which what makes you different makes you special. And it really taught me teamwork and all of those great disciplines that you get in nowhere else but sports. And it's shaped who I am and what I am to this day, and just how much hard work feeds into everything we do.
The game has meant plenty to Welter, who played pro football for over 14 years. No matter what doubters tell her, she lives to be that example that anyone can do what they want and love in life.
If it's football, then be great in football. If it's hockey, be great in football. You can teach me how to skate. Or if it's cheerleading and dance, be great at that. But find that thing or that place in this world where you just feel awesome and work at being the very best that you can, because you have nothing to lose when you go for greatness.
The trendsetter came to Minnesota this fall to take part in events with the Vikings and the Women's Initiatives Program.
We're here at the Vikings really focusing in on how we can engage, connect, and incorporate our Vikings women more and more frequently and on different levels. It is a perfect segue to bringing in Dr. Jen Welter today to help make it fun and educational and inspiring for Vikings women to connect to football in different ways, whether it's because of her story, whether it's because she's a woman, whether it's because they love football or they want to learn more about football, whatever the reason might be. It's just one other opportunity that we're using here at the Minnesota Vikings to connect Vikings women to football.
There have been countless sports figures over the years who have helped break barriers and open the doors for others. Trendsetters paving a new path and opportunity. Jen Welter is one of those role models who never stopped believing in her dream.
You know, for me, I was told I was too small my whole life. I'm only 5'2", so I was not supposed to be someone in football. And as a female, I was not supposed to be there. I think anytime you can show people another level of what's possible in life, that's one of the greatest things you can do.